Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not about the shoes. It's about knowing where you're going. Not forgetting where you started. It's about having the courage to fail. Not breaking when you're broken.
Laziness is something that has to do with you. You're not connected to something deep enough. You don't feel the necessity. You don't feel the devil at your heels. You don't feel the fact that you could very well die tomorrow. That will impel you to get something done. There's no necessity behind it. And the human animal, the way we were created, is when we feel pressure, we feel the necessity to get things done. We can move mountains. But when that pressure, like almost like a barometric pressure, releases, and we don't feel the need to get something done, we can become incredibly lazy because there's no necessity. So you have to create necessity in your life. You have to create the need to get things done.
Why do that much? Why go that far? Why try to become everything? That's a good question, why? And you're the only one personally that can answer that question for yourself. One of the big thrusts for success is to come up with a strong enough why. And if the why is powerful, the how is easy. If the vision isn't clear, the old prophet said, without a vision we die, without a vision we perish, without a dream we're nothing.
Most people, the bottom 80%, are lazy. They're looking for an easy way. They're looking for a shortcut to be successful. And there aren't any. But if you do something repeatedly over and over, you develop a habit. So most people are in the habit of looking for easy ways to get the things they want.
It's almost like you have to have the ability to go to the deep end no matter whether or not you'll ever go there.
Right. Yes.
And some people are like, well, I'm never going to go to the deep end.
Mm-hmm.
But you should be able to.
Yes. What are you willing to give up? What are you willing to sacrifice? What are you willing to forgo?
If you're struggling, if you're frustrated with yourself, if you're at that point where you're so sick of yourself and your excuses. I've been there. Steven's been there. This is a normal part of the human experience. And at some point, either the pain is going to get big enough, or you're going to bump into somebody's story somewhere on this planet who has been in the position that you're in right now, facing the stuff that you're facing right now. And there is something about their story at this exact moment in time that will ignite something in you that is missing. And what is missing in you right now is hope.
Here's to the crazy ones, the misfits, the rebels, the troublemakers. The round pegs in the square holes. The ones who see things differently. They're not fond of rules, and they have no respect for the status quo. You can quote them, disagree with them, glorify or vilify them. About the only thing you can't do is ignore them. Because they change things. They push the human race forward. While some may see them as the crazy ones, we see genius. Because the people who are crazy enough to think they can change the world are the ones who do.
Playing out the fear, Layla says this, and I love it, but that fear is a mile wide and an inch deep. And so it looks like this ocean that you're going to step into and drown. But as soon as you step into it, you realize it was not that deep at all, and you can keep walking through it. And I just love that visual, because a lot of times when it's like we have this anxiety around this big decision we have to make, if you actually take the step and realize that it's not death. You're not going to drown immediately. There's plenty of other steps you can take from there, even if you get a little wet.
You have to be open-minded to the possibilities that I can do this. Once you shut your mind down to the possibility that it can be achieved, there's no way it can happen.
Is there advice you can give to young kids that are living through a shitty situation of any sort, a tough life?
Try to find a thing that you really enjoy. Try to find a thing that you're passionate about. Everybody thinks they're a loser. Every young person thinks they're a loser. At least a young person in the situation I was at. Like, I didn't know I wasn't a loser until I started.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Winning till I started doing martial arts. Martial arts taught me that, like, I could get better at stuff, that I wasn't really a loser.
I want to maximize what I can. I want to be the best that I can be. I want to do things well, and I don't want to leave stuff on the table, but I don't want to be chasing the end goal so much that I never actually enjoyed the process of getting there, because ultimately that's really all that matters. But you're going to look back at any destination and realize that it was 99.9% journey and only, you know, one day of celebrating achieving the thing.
You're lazy. You know exactly what to do. Exactly what to do. Because even me, in my state of, I can't read and write, I knew exactly what to do. It just sucks doing it.
Hey, Theo, this is Greg from Indiana. I actually just wanted to call and tell you, so I was at work the other day, and I've just been kind of in this, like, rut at work. It's not a bad job, but I just really want to get out of it. So I was catching up on some of your podcasts, and you said something that, like, resonated with me. You know, you said, nothing changes if nothing changes. I thought about it. And I went home and I applied for a job I'm probably not qualified for, but I was like, I'll just take a shot. And the next day I get a call from them at the interview. It goes well. She says she's going to set me up with an in-person interview. Never even had it. They email me a few days later and I got the job. So now I'm going to be doing a job that I think I will appreciate more and enjoy more. And I'll be making double the money that I'm making now.
Bro, that's awesome, man. That's really great. Congratulations for trying something new. Yeah, it's crazy to sometimes think, like, what can happen if we decide, I'm going to see what happens when I decide that I am qualified. What happens when I decide for myself that I'm going to do something different?
I've made huge, huge, huge developments while I was staying up until 4 in the morning, 5 in the morning running a nightlife business. You can make huge developments in your personal growth journey while you're doing a 9-to-5.
You have this moment where you go, well, what if? What if this is the time sobriety sticks? What if I go to therapy and I actually do change the way that I think? What if I could get out of debt? If that person did it, maybe I could do it. And without either hope or that kind of rock bottom moment, I don't think you're gonna change.
We can stay here, get the shit kicked out of us, or we can fight our way back into the light. Right. We can climb out of hell. 1 inch at a time.
You are responsible for your life. And if you're sitting around waiting on somebody to save you, to fix you, to even help you, you are wasting your time, because only you have the power to take responsibility to move your life forward. What matters is now, this moment, and your willingness to see this moment for what it is, accept it, forgive the past, take responsibility, and move forward. I came to realize that all the time I was praying to God, asking for God to do something, God was waiting on me.
How many times do you have to hear, if nothing changes, nothing changes? Right? And yet somehow we expect things to change.
You're always afraid to take the first step because all you see is every negative thing 10 miles down the road. But you can do anything you want. You are bound by nothing.
The time come for you to be your own man and take on the world, and you did. But somewhere along the line, you changed. You stopped being you. You let people stick a finger in your face and tell you you're no good. And when things got hard, you started looking for something to blame, like a big shadow.
I'm gonna have setbacks, I know. But if I'm feeling bad, that doesn't mean I'm doing bad. That doesn't mean I am bad. That doesn't mean that I can't still take some action. Because, yeah, nothing changes and nothing changes, man.
Because if you're thinking, then you're not taking action. And if you're not taking action, then there's no consequence. And if there's no consequence, then there's nothing to be afraid of. The overthinking can be an excuse for actual fear.
It doesn't matter whether I achieve all of my goals or I don't achieve all of the goals. In three generations, I'll be forgotten. And the only people who were naysaying against me will also be dead. And so then it's like, just do it for me.
You know, we'll sit around forever wondering, well, what if I was a dog catcher? Would I be the best? What if I was a, you know?
We expect things to change. You think you're going to get in better shape. You think you're going to get more money. You think your relationship is going to improve. You think you're going to get promoted. You think you're going to get a raise. You think the world is going to get better without you doing anything, but it isn't. Nothing is going to change unless you change what you're doing. Change the time that you wake up. Change what you do when you get out of bed. That's what you need to do. You have to change some things or nothing will change. So make changes and start little. Get up a little bit earlier, get a workout done. That's what you need to do.
A positive place that you draw mental strength from when life is difficult has to be, I just want to be better and I'm trying my best. That's all that there is. You want to be better. That is something to be proud of. You want to leave it all on the field of play. You want to make yourself as good as you can. You want to make the world a better place. You want to have an impact. All of these things are just all positives.
What really breaks my heart is how stuck people are. And that there are things you can do to change your life for the better. If you don't have hope and you don't have this breakthrough where you have for just a millisecond this insight where you go, well, what if things did work out? If you don't have that moment, most people stay so stuck in resignation.
If you are trying to battle the same boss over and over again, and you don't change what you're doing, and the boss keeps beating you, then it's not the game's problem. It's your problem. You are the problem.
I was not always this strong guy, you see. I went through a lot of hard times in my life to get here today. And a story I'll tell you with real quick. I tried once to get in the Air Force to be an Air Force pararescueman. And I quit for fear of the water. I was 175 pounds. I left the Air Force 4 years later at 300 pounds. I went from 175 to 300 pounds. There's a long story in there on how that came to be.
You're going to lose sleep. You'll doubt whether it'll work. You'll stress to make ends meet. You won't finish your to-do list. You'll wonder whether you made the right call and have no way to know for years. This is what hard feels like, and that's okay. Everything worth doing is hard. And the more worth doing it is, the harder it is. The greater the payoff, the greater the hardship. If it's hard, good. It means no one else will do it. More for you.
Why pay the price? Why work this hard? Why go this far? Why try to learn this much? Why try to do it all? Why try to see it all? Why try to have it all? Why do it? Why learn it? Why study? Why put yourself out? Why try to take on this much responsibility? Why develop yourself to the full? Why try to become all that you can possibly become?
So I define learning by same condition, new behavior. And so when you go to a video game and you battle through the level and you battle the boss. If you keep doing the same thing to the boss and you keep losing, then you have not learned because you have the same condition and the same behavior. And so I often say that, like, for anyone who's listening to this podcast, if the goal is to get better and you're like, man, I really want to learn something from this podcast. If you listen to this podcast and then you're in the same exact conditions as you were before, and then you do not change your behavior, you learned nothing. And so using that definition has at least allowed me to change my behavior faster, which then goes into rate of learning, which I define as intelligence. And so a lot of people are like, man, he's so smart, but he just doesn't. It's like, well, then if he doesn't change his behavior and he's in the same conditions, he's not that smart.
The more that you're able to let go and not fear about stuff, the more enjoyable you'll find it. So the thing that is making you better is the thing which is making you feel pain. And this is a perennial balance. What would have had to have happened in a week for you to look back on that week with pride? Maybe stop breaking promises to yourself. When you say, I'm going to wake up tomorrow at 7 a.m., and when the option comes to hit the snooze button, don't do it. There's one win that you've got for the day. That's action.
The path of the exceptional person is one of an exception, which means that you are not with other people. And rather than fighting that or bemoaning it, see it as an indicator that you're on the right path. Because if everyone else were cheering you on, then it means you're not in the right place, because it means you're just like everyone else, and that's not where you want to be.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.